Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Good evening, San Antonio and South Texas. My name is Arnie. We are in studio with host Randy Adams of Learn to Buy and Sell Cars right here on KTSA News Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Randy, welcome to your show. How are you this evening?
Thank you, Arnie. Thank you for everybody tuning in. It's been a great opportunity for me to talk to you. I've answered so many questions. We've had so many emails. I thank you for the people who's called KTSA and encourage them to have us on the show. And I just thank you that we have the opportunity to come together and work on what our transportation's all about, because it's so difficult. We need a way to get around. We need a place that it'll show us exactly what we need to know about buying and selling cars. Now, our website is learntobuyandsellcars.com, and you can go on there, and you can go to the description on there, and we'll make you a bona fide offer on your car if you've described it right. Also, we have places on there. We're going to put YouTubes on there, but we have places on a list to tell you how to be prepared and what to take when you're going out to purchase a car, because we want you prepared. We won't take the intimidation out. We won't take the fear out. We want you prepared to make the right decisions, because if you make a quick, bad decision, it'll cost you thousands for the next 2 or 3 years. And also, we want you to listen to us on Saturday morning at 5 a.m., Saturday evening at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 6:30 p.m. So please join us. We have this opportunity to answer your questions, and we want to be truthful with you and help you in any way that we can.
That's right, Randy, and that's what this show is all about. It's very unique. I know we talk about it, and we say it every week, but what makes this show different, if you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with host Randy Adams here on KTSA. We are not trying to sell you a car. Randy's here looking to buy your vehicle. Of course, that's not what the entirety of the show is about. That's what Randy does on a daily basis for the past 40 years, and he knows the industry inside and out. So if you're out there listening and you are in the process of buying or selling a car, or maybe you've got a car sitting out back with a little tarp over it, or maybe grandma's got a car that you're not quite sure what the worth is, or you just have a car question in general, that's where you come in, right, Randy?
You bet. We'll buy a wrecked, we'll buy a good car, bad car, an antique car, a special interest car. We're going to have segments on talking about special interest and what kind of investments you can make on a little older car. I mean, I just sold a neat 73 Chrysler New Yorker that was low miles, and a man's enjoying it. I just sold a 65 Galaxy. A man told me how happy he was to have it. And both those cars, they can enjoy them, and they should keep their value. They should go up, but you just never know about the market. But you can find the right kind of car to enjoy and still make a little money on it or keep the value on it. Not like a late model, because when you roll over the curb on a late model brand new car, you're subject to lose $10,000 to $15,000. A friend of mine just bought a Lexus 3 years ago, and he paid close to $90,000 for it, and I offered him $35,000 the other day for it. And he was a little upset, but I said, you know, it's got 30,000 miles on it. Take it to where you bought it and see what they'll give you cash for it. And he came back the next day and he said I was a higher bidder than they were. So just give me that opportunity. And instead of taking it to the big box stores or people who advertise they'll make you an offer, give us that opportunity. It's just like a doctor. You want that second opinion. And me being one of the top buyers and sellers at San Antonio Auction for the last 40 years, I know what a car is worth, and I'll try to buy it. I'll try to be fair with you or tell you truthful if you need to keep it. If you need to sell it, you need to trade it. But at least you'll know what the market is on your car. So I'm glad to have that opportunity. Like I say, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com and fill out the questionnaire and know where you stand.
Awesome. They can also get a hold of you, Randy. What is the phone number again to get a hold of you directly?
830-625-7159. And if you'll give us a call, I'll try my best to call you back the same day. If not, the next day, I will give you a call back, answer any questions that you have, and try to help you.
Again, this show is all about you, San Antonio and South Texas. It's about your your car, where you're at in the buy and sell process. Maybe you're considering it. Well, you're tuning into Right Show, and we're grateful and glad you're here. Again, that's learntobuyandsellcars.com. If you've got a question, you can go there. Randy will give you the answer right there on the website, or be happy to give you a call. Randy, since this is all about South Texas and the listeners, what do you say we answer a few questions?
Well, let me just state one thing. The market is still down, and we want you to consider, if you're going to buy between now and January 15th. The market's down, especially on special interest cars. I'm talking about Corvettes and Mustangs and stuff. And then you have Mercedes and BMWs. They've probably dropped at least 2,000. So now's the time to take a good hard look at a car and see what you need, or a truck. Trucks are still bringing decent money because we can work out of them, and everybody wants to use them, and Texas loves their trucks.
Yeah, we are. But what, Texas got more trucks than any state in the nation, don't you think?
Oh, I know they do. And now 50% of the country's in snow, so now they're looking for four-wheel drive trucks. We ship trucks all over the United States through dealer-to-dealer service by Manheim, where we sell dealers in Washington, in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and they love four-wheel drive trucks where they can get around in the snow. We need it for the mud.
Yeah, the mud and, you know, hopefully a little rain. We're praying for even more rain. That won't be good for convertibles. Hey, speaking of convertibles, since we're talking about trucks, I was looking at your website the other day, and a young woman from Castroville wrote in, about her convertible. She owns one now. She bought it a lot of years ago, and she was wondering, you know, in 2015, is this a good time to buy a convertible, and it does it have good resale? So since we were talking about the trucks, let's switch right over to convertibles. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, convertibles are really slow in November, December, and January. So if you're going to buy one after August 1st, they start to slip. The market's down on convertibles. They'll stay down. If you really want one, and that's what your desire is, you should buy one now. And they're $3,000 to $4,000 cheaper than normal. I was talking to a dealer the other day that had a couple of Corvettes convertibles sitting, and we know that they'll be good in February, March, and April because things perk up then. It warms up. Everybody's attitude's better about it. So a convertible's a little tough to buy now. Of course, you got a little maintenance just in case it gets tore or something happens to the top, and it'll run you around $1,000 to $1,500 to replace it. So that's another opportunity that you're going to have to really weigh up real strong before you buy one. But you can also make a tremendous buy in them now. Mustang and Chrysler 200 and 300s will be really cheap till about February 15th.
Boy, convertibles worry me, Randy. Every time I see a convertible driving down the street, it's usually got a few years on it. The body looks nice, but I always see, you know, either a tear in the top or, you know, just something not working correctly. And hopefully they're making them better today than what they used to.
They are better, but they use hydraulics now on Mercedes and BMWs. And if they go out, you can spend at the dealership as much as $5,000 getting your top working again, especially on the hard tops with hydraulics. And some of the Mercedes use hydraulics. So be prepared to spend some money just in case it quits. And like I say, to recover it, on the outside will run you $1,000 to $1,500 to replace the cloth on it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay away from those, and especially with all the babies I have at my house, convertibles not in my future. But again, if you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA with host Randy Adams. I am sitting in and helping him along. My name is Arnie. If you'd like to get a hold of Randy at any time via the phone, you can give him a call at 830-625-7159. That's 830-625-7159, or you can also ask him a question at his website, which is learntobuyandsellcars.com. Since we're talking about questions from folks, Randy, if it's all right with you, I'm going to share a couple questions that came in just recently on the website from some listeners. If that's all right with you, that's where we're going to go.
Great. I'd love to hear from them.
This question is from Mark in San Antonio. Randy, I have a wrecked 2013 Cadillac Escalade with 20,000 miles on it and damaged. What do I do? Trade it, fix it, or fix it, then trade it? What are your thoughts?
Well, with that much damage, $20,000, but it's a low mileage car, you know, it depends on how hard it's hit. How long do you want to wait for it? Because it'll be in a body shop, and then, you know, you've got a little concern on how it turns out. Now, if it's not your fault, you can collect diminished value. That's the loss of the value due to the car's been in an accident. Being in an accident, you're going to have a bad Carfax, so you're going to have to consider the waiting for getting it fixed, how it's going to turn out, and what are you going to do when you pull up there with a 13 Cadillac Escalade, and it's got a bad Carfax. You're going to, in this time of the year, which November, December, and January, Carfaxes, if they're correct, and a lot of them are not correct, but if it's correct, it's going to hurt the value quite a bit. Lots of times I have insurance companies and lawyers call me to ask me what the diminished value on a car like that. And a high-dollar car, it's going to be bigger. In that car, probably a $5,000 hit due to the bad Carfax. So you've got to consider that. If it was me, I'd see what my insurance company would do. I'd sell the car. I would buy the car. I'll make you a bona fide offer because we buy a lot of wrecks. We ship them out of state. I've got places to send them that fix them and keep them. A lot of body shops buy units from me. They fix up and give to their wives. In fact, I just had a 12 Lexus LS that I sold a body shop in New Jersey. And the guy's wife called me and thanked me. She just loves the Lexus, you know, and she was just thrilled with it. And now she has a friend that wants one. And as soon as I buy another one similar to that, to first give them a call because she wants to buy it. So you're going to have to weigh up exactly what it. Now, if the car is at your fault, if you were at fault, you may not get diminished value. So you're going to have to weigh up that side of the problem. But, you know, most body shops will tell you 2 weeks and they'll take 4 weeks. And I hope it turns out the way that it should look for you. You can also, like I say, trade it in at a dealership, take what I offer for the car or what they offer for the car, get the insurance money to fix it, and get to riding in a brand new one right away. Or you can buy another 13.
Appreciate you contacting us. That was a great question. I guess gap insurance doesn't come into play there, does it, Randy?
No, gap does not affect that. And it depends on what he owes, but the gap's mainly if loss of value, if it's time to, if you've wrecked the car, and then they try to overcome the difference in what you owe.
All right. Well, good deal. Great question. Thank you so much for writing in. Again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. We're glad you're tuning in. Hopefully you can tell all your friends and family, and we'd love to have them become a part of our family right here on the show with Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with host Randy Adams. All right. We've got another question here, Randy. This is from Michelle from San Antonio. Randy, I have a 2011 Toyota Camry that was in a hailstorm. I collected $8,000 from my insurance company, but I spent the money on bills that I needed to pay. Should I trade or keep the car?
It depends on the miles, and evidently you bought it new from what you're sounding like. And hail damage doesn't hurt a car. You know, some people will not drive a car with hail damage because it hurts their image, you know. And like I say before, pride will cost you money. And there's just two kinds of cars. For transportation, there's a Ford and can't afford. And, evidently you can afford this car. You've taken the money that you needed to spend, and I don't blame you at all to get caught up on your bills. But now you can either talk to some Heldens guys. I've got a real good one that I use constantly. A very good friend of mine. He fixes hail damage for me. I buy a lot of hail damage cars because with steel, it has a memory, and you can work them back and get them straight. So I wouldn't fix the car if I was you. I'd run the car, get all the use and the most money you can out of that car. I'd run it to 110,000, 20,000 miles, and that way the hail didn't come in a factor as bad as it was if you've got a 2010 with low mileage. Then the factor of the hail hurts the car quite a bit. But with 100,000 miles, get your use out of it. That way, I'd take the payments. If the car is paid for, I'd take the payments, put it in the bank, and start saving up for that next car.
Michelle, hope that answers your question. If not, certainly write Randy back. Go to the website at learntobuyandsellcars.com. Again, folks, you're listening to The Randy Adams Show here on KTSA News Talk Radio. If you have a question of any sort regarding cars, buying, selling, trading, antique cars, mint cars, you name it, please do get a hold of Randy. You can also call him at 830-625-7159. Michelle, again, thank you for that great question about your Toyota Camry. Hope that answered it in best. Since we were talking about hail damage, there was a question that came in the other day, Randy, that kind of pertained to that, and that was, you know, how much money should folks spend? Say they're going to sell their car or trade it in. How much money should they invest on getting their car all prettied up, you know, with cosmetics before they do that?
Well, we've got guys that'll fix minor dents, the hail dent guys, and they do an excellent job. We have touch-up guys. And, of course, you can take it to a lot of detail shop. We're talking to people right now that have detail shops. And a car freshened up, you can spend, you know, $85 to $125, make that car look a lot better. These used car managers, when they come in and it looks like they don't have to spend any money, they'll give quite a bit more for them, because any time that a used car manager has to run it through his used car department, prices are doubled. And the owner of the dealership makes the money, but they have to put a lot of money into one to get it ready. I buy a lot of cars from dealerships that the back end, the shop says it needs $2,000 spent on it, and it really doesn't. You know, it's still a good used car. There's a minor maybe seepage around the valve cover gasket, and it doesn't hurt anything, and that's just normal. But in their shop, they wanted to change the valve cover gasket, and it might have run $500 or $600 on some of this stuff. So detail the car, see if there's somebody that can fix the hail dents or the door dings, and see if there's some guy that can just do a minor touch-up. There's some good body shops around that if it needs bumper work, they can fix the bumpers. We use United Auto Parts in San Antonio. We buy a lot of their bumper replacements and a lot of other things from them. So you can fix one up. And a bumper missing, cracked, or bad, you can get it fixed for $300 to $500, but it looks like $2,000 damage when you take it in to trade it to a new car dealer or a used car dealer, either one. So you can just walk around and get a second set of eyes on it, see what needs to be done to detail it, or you can detail the car yourself, but a real good cleanup inside, outside. You can go to the car wash, kind of watch out how you spray the under the hood off, because you can get into the computer and electronics. So just kind of spray around the outside just a little, and then take some dirty rags, and just kind of clean the dust and the dirt off of it, so you don't take a chance of knocking your computer out when you're washing the motor. But you can do a lot of that stuff yourself and make the car worth a lot more money.
Yep, good deal. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. You're listening to host Randy Adams, been in the car business for 40-plus years. In fact, Randy, you pretty much put it together by saying you never had a real job. Is that right?
Yes, I've bought and sold cars all my life. I've never really worked for anybody. I've always learned to get by on making the right decisions. And that's why I'm here today. I'm trying to teach people to think about their transportation all year long and to make that right decision. Not just wake up one day and decide to go buy a car, and then you make a bad purchase that costs you a lot of money. We see people every day that owe $10,000 too much on their vehicle. Yes, they're upside down, but they're going to have to work through it, because they can't take a chance on running their credit. Because as, you know, just 2 cents what I'm going to put in here. What happened to telling the truth? What happened to doing the right thing? It seems like society doesn't mind lying, and I don't want to lie to you. I want to help you make the right decisions at all times. And people don't have the character they used to. If your word's no good, you're no good. That's what I was taught 45 years ago, so I've tried to honor that. Another thing I try to honor is I try to live by 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. If you look that up, you'll see the person I try to be every day. I fail sometimes, but I try to get up and do the best I can every day. So do the same thing for yourself. Make those right decisions. Be prepared. And don't let pride get in your way. Don't let greed get in your way. Don't let keeping up with the Joneses get in your way of your purchase. Just because your brother-in-law is driving something nice, buy something you can afford. Like I say, two cars, or there is a Ford and can't afford. So take this opportunity to be wise in the decisions that you're making.
Folks, you can call Randy at any time off the air at 830-625-7159. That's 830-625-7159. Visit his website if you have a question or a comment. And that is learntobuyandsellcars.com. That's learntobuyandsellcars.com. All right, Randy, we're going to try to get through a few more questions here. I think we named this part of the show, this segment, the Fast and the Furious questions, so we're going to move right along. Our next question is from Tom here in San Antonio. Randy, I have a 2010 Chevy crew cab with 100,000 miles and a bad engine, and the Chevy dealer wants $7,500 to replace my engine. What should I expect from my pickup, or do I fix it? And how long should I expect for that to take?
Well, if you'll go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com and give a description of the equipment on it, and if it's been in a wreck or if it's got any body damage or if it needs tires or windshield, we'll make you a bona fide offer on that unit. But also you can shop around and see if you can buy a motor somewhere. Now, we do business with LKQ on engines, and we can find some pretty low miles engines lots of times. And that engine would probably cost you somewhere around $2,500 for a low mileage engine. You can probably find somebody to put it in from $750 to $1,250. So you weigh it up there. Your vehicle will be worth a lot more money running and driving than what it is now. Just a basic Silverado loaded up cloth, 17-inch wheels, with a bad motor, you know, you're looking at probably somewhere around $4,000 to $4,500. You get that car with an engine and get it up and going, then you've got a $14,000. So there's a $10,000 swing because people don't want to invest the money, don't have a mechanic to put it in. So you're looking at that ballpark. Now, if it's loaded up the right color and a real nice unit, you know, the truck could be worth as much as $7,500. But just weigh it up what you want to do. If you want to trade it, to get you a new one, or if you need it right away, because being in a shop may cost you a week or two. You may have to rent a car, so you just add into that what it's going to cost you. So just check around, and there's some people that rebuild engines. Sometimes they do an excellent job. There's a lot of good engine builders in San Antonio. You can check with them. And some of the engine builders have guys that will pull the engine and put it back in there for you. So that you don't have to go to a different garage to get it done. So check with engine builders. Check with, if you have a chance, LKQ. There's some junkyards around San Antonio, but make sure you know who you're dealing with to know that you've got a low-mileage engine that you're purchasing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your question. Again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA. We are lucky to have our new host and show in studio, Mr. Randy Adams from learntobuyandsellcars.com. And we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. We're going to try to get to one other question, Randy, and that is very simply, will you come out to my house or place of business to take a look at a vehicle or vehicles that I have to possibly sell?
The easiest way to do that is take a couple of 8 to 10 pictures of your vehicle with your phone. Everybody's got a phone or that'll send pictures, and you send pictures to us or email pictures to us. And that way we're not wasting your time and our time. If we're close on the figures, we'll be glad to come out and look at your unit and make you an offer. We have ways of moving it with no problem at all. But we would love to have your car, no matter what condition, if it's wrecked, if it's not running, whatever you have, we'll make you an offer on that vehicle. So that's the easiest way for us and you to make this deal work, to get the most money out of your vehicle, and to be fair with you and to be fair with us so we don't waste so much time. And as long as we get close on the figure, then we can take another look and try to adjust. So thank you. We had a great sale that, while I was thinking about it, Sparkling City Auto Auction this weekend. It was Tuesday last week. And the cars were down like I predicted because we're in a down market. And there were some buyers out there. I let some dealer buddies have some. There were several people that asked me not to bid against them. I did that like I told them I would. And I still bought four units. And I like the four units I bought. they're good cars and they're worth the money, and the government's taking care of them for me, and they've taken a hit, and I appreciate the hit the government takes. I finally got a little bit back from the government.
Got one up on the government. Yeah, it's hard to say that most days, for sure. Well, that sounds like an easy process. So, you know, you're not going and knocking on anybody's doors. You're not making a bunch of phone calls. You know, to send Randy pictures of your vehicle or vehicles, send them to the website at learntobuyandsellcars.com. Call Randy at 830-625-7159. And I would guess, Randy, it's so simple that you guys come to an agreement on the car, and you'll send a wrecker out or somebody to go pick up the car, and it's a done deal.
Right. We'll pay you first and get the title and get everything handled, and we'll make arrangements. We'll get it picked up. Either one of my guys, or I've got Fat Boy Towing that I use quite a bit here in San Antonio, New Brunswick. I've known George a long time, and he's done me an excellent job. But any opportunity that we have, we'd love to make an offer on it. We want to teach you exactly how to be prepared to buy and sell cars and trucks. We're buying from hotels. We're buying all the 7.3-4 diesels we can find, all the 5.9 diesels that Dodges that we can find. We're shipping them out of state. So if you've got one of them you're not using anymore, please give us a call or go to our website. Our phone number is 830-625-7159. Also, I want to thank KTSA. Again, they have been just a wonderful, open arms, loving, caring, helping me, teaching a country boy a lot about the radio business. It's been a great opportunity for me to reach out. I've had tremendous response. People have been calling me. I can't believe how many dealers have come up and thanked me about the show and said they'd like the show. So the people that I'm in the business with, if they like it, it must be doing all right. It must be reaching people and giving them the answers that they're looking for. So I thank KTSA because they've really become my family, and I've really enjoyed working with them. And Arnie's done an excellent job helping me and teaching me and directing me. But I hope I get the opportunity to teach you exactly what you need to know at all times, get you prepared to make the right decisions, quit making the bad decisions, quit taking your title loan car to a title loan place. They're bad business. Sell me your car, get your business handled, and go find you transportation, because you're a lot better off. You can't overcome 330% interest. I own the license. I won't get in business because I don't think it's right to treat people that bad.
Thank you so much, San Antonio and South Texas, for listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA. Again, you can go to the website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, or give Randy a call at 830-625-7159. Tune in Saturday night from 9 to 10, Sundays at 6:30, and we are looking forward to the next time when we can reach out to you, our extended family. Have a great day. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you, San Antonio.